Welcome to another episode of the Kill Rock Podcast, the hashtag KRP. I am your host, Keith Settles. And that was Fortunate Sons by Kid Armor. That song is off their brand new EP, The Outcome Replays. And it's out. It's on, go check it out on their Bandcamp as well as iTunes, as well as go check them out at a show. Buy their CDs at the show with their t-shirts. Buy their stuff. Great band. We'll get to talk to them a little later on down the road. This episode, we are featuring a great band. A band that's releasing the third album off Face Down Records, Gideon. They're releasing Calloused, October 14th. We caught up with them at the Canoga Park, actually the Cobalt Cafe in Canoga Park, at the Being as an Ocean Fit for a King co-headlining tour with Gideon, Wolves at the Gate, as well as Capsize. And then there's a local band that played as well. It was an amazing show. I've talked about it on the Wolves at the Gate episode, as well as a Fit for a King episode. It was an amazing, amazing episode. And I am so glad I got to talk with Jake, the drummer from Gideon. He's such a great guy. It's amazing that this was his first ever interview. I am honored that I got to do it. And I am honored that we got to talk about Calloused, as well as where they've come from as a band. And we're going to get to that when we get to the interview. But first, I have to let you guys know, I have to let you guys know that there are several ways you could support the Kill Rock Podcast, and you don't even need to spend a cent. You know that money you need for gas? Well, all that money can go to gas. This is what you do. You listen, you download, you subscribe, you rate and review. Let people know that you love the Kill Rock Podcast. Let us know that you love the Kill Rock Podcast in your reviews. And I'm going to steal a little shtick from a friend of mine, Aubrey Sitterson, who hosts the Straight Shoot Podcast, a professional wrestling podcast that you can listen to. It also comes through Podomatic, but you could go to his YouTube. It's youtube.com/AubreyRex, AubreyRex. And check out his podcast. He does it every Monday after Raw, as well as after pay-per-views and before pay-per-views. He actually has Stan Roberts, which is a widely known professional wrestling beat writer. Whatever. Do they have beat writers in professional wrestling? Whatever they have. Anyways, I'm going to steal this little shtick from him. If you review us and you write it in the form of lyrics based on a song, I will sing him on the air here on the Kill Rock Podcast. I will sing those lyrics in the song of your choosing here on the Kill Rock Podcast. It's probably going to be ridiculous. No one's probably going to do it, but if one person does it, it would be great. Anyways, you can rate and review. Also, you can email us at kill.rock.podcast@gmail.com. You could also email me personally, Keith, K-E-I-T-H, at Kill Rock Podcast. Especially if you're in an independent band and you want airtime for your band, our show gets downloaded all over the world. Whether it be Canada, Ghana, Russia, UK, France, once in a while in Mexico. Not too often, but once in a while. As well as all over the United States. If you want your stuff played on the air, you can email us, kill.rock.podcast@gmail.com. Also, keith@killrockpodcast.com. You can email either email address. We'll get back to you. We'll play your music. If we love your band, we'll set up an interview, and we'll start from there. We'll start a relationship from there. So please let us know about your band, and we'd love to talk to you. Right now, we're going to get to the interview with Jake, drummer from Gideon. We're going to play a song off their new album, Calloused, off Face Down Records. This is the title track. This song is Calloused by Gideon. Here on the hashtag KRP. Roll Tide. Yeah! Welcome back to the Kill Rock Podcast. Once again, we're out at the Cobalt Cafe in Canoga Park. We're doing a series of bands, Fit for a King, Wolves at the Gate, as well as this band. This is Jake from Gideon. How you doing, Jake?
What's going on, guys?
It's going well. I'm sure our listeners are probably thinking the same thing. So you guys are out here at the Cobalt Cafe, third or fourth date of this tour, getting ready to release your new album, Calloused.
We released Calloused October 14th, and this tour's been really awesome so far. We've actually toured with a couple of these bands already, and yeah, it's like a big bro fest. We all love each other, and it's been really fun so far. A lot of the kids are showing up and having a good time, so it's been great.
It's a packed house for a Monday.
Oh yeah, definitely. Mondays are usually kind of tough, but it's been great, man.
And Ryan Kirby was saying that this tour is kind of the reunion of Scream the Prayer from last year.
It seems like it. There's a lot of the same bands, and it's kind of cool to see, like, you know, where we've come from that tour, you know, like, all the bands that are on this tour that were on that tour, and that's kind of what I mean. Like, a lot of us have been on the tour together, and I don't know, it's been interesting to, you know, show up and do another tour with a lot of the same bands. It's been cool.
The three bands, Fit for a King, Wolves at the Gate. Now, you guys, Wolves had their album come out a couple months ago. You're releasing the same day as Fit for a King. Yeah, it seems like there was a lot of growth from that time.
Yeah, definitely. I'm very excited to see what happens on the 14th with Fit and us. We're actually playing Birmingham the day of, so it's gonna be really cool. Yeah, I hope it's definitely one of those awesome hometown shows and a good CD release.
Now, I asked Ryan, I'm not going to tell you his answer, but I asked him in fun, is there any kind of competitive spirits going towards both bands because your album's coming out the same day?
Everyone will tell you no. But I've always been, I'm not a super competitive person, but playing sports like through high school and everything, it's definitely one of those things that's, it's all, a little bit's always in the back of your head, like, well, I hope they don't completely crush us, you know, and embarrass us in our hometown, you know. So it's, but no, we love those guys. It's definitely, if there is any like little competition like that at all, which I don't think there's any real competition at all, but because we're like best friends. But if there is, it's friendly for sure. There's no like
competition.
Definitely. It's like, hey, you know, we're putting our album out on the same day. We're going to, I don't know.
Hey, let me borrow your snare. Okay, but our album's going to sell more.
And I'm going to stick a knife in yours, so.
That's what happened to the snare.
No.
So how excited are you guys for Calloused? I've listened to the title track, and it's a lot different, at least from Milestone.
It is different. A lot of the new songs are different, but we tried to progress. We tried to take not huge steps, but just gradual steps to where we still have the same foundation, like we're still Gideon, but you know, everyone, no matter what you do in life, you want to progress, whether it's your career or, you know, your hobby, whatever you want to do. Like, there's really no point in doing it unless you're, you know, you're focused on getting better at it. And you know, with anything in life, I feel like you should strive for I don't know, to get better at it, you know. And so there's definitely some new stuff for some new fans. There's some stuff for some old Gideon fans. A lot more dynamics on this album. I don't know. It should be interesting to see what people have to say about it. I know it's already been interesting in releasing Survive and Calloused and seeing what people have to say about that. It's been kind of mixed, but for the most part, it looks like everyone really enjoyed Calloused, and I hope it's the same October 14th when they hear all the new stuff.
Yeah, I think it's funny when bands start progressing, not necessarily outside of their genre, but kind of bring in additions to that genre, how long it might take a fan to actually start appreciating that. Do you think that's going to happen with Calloused?
I definitely think so. I've seen a lot in the past where bands, you know, they'll release something and at first everyone's like, what is this? Like, this doesn't sound like that band at all. And then you listen to it like a year later, right, and it's insane. It's just like way ahead of its time, you know. It just, they released it kind of, I don't know, it took everyone a minute to kind of catch on. I think this album, I hope it's not like that, like to a huge extent, but I definitely think there's gonna be people that have to step back and kind of digest it. People that were just wanting like heavy, super slow breakdowns, like the whole songs and stuff. Like, we definitely tried to add a lot of musicianship and like bring a lot more to the table, and so that requires, you know, a lot more different. We added a lot of different styles of music to try to complement, you know, what we're trying to do, you know.
Because it's not so much like a punk hardcore anymore. It's a little more deeper than that. What'd you think?
Yeah, we like I said, there's a lot of different layers of different styles with each instrument, whether it be vocals, guitar, bass, or drums. We all experimented with, you know, it had been 2 years since we released Milestone, and so we've all had plenty of time to get better and progress at our instruments, and so we all had a little something different to bring to the table, and I definitely think it shows. Like we tried to put out an album where we definitely express like our roots and like who we grew up listening to. We just tried to expand on the Gideon sound, as well as like add a lot of new like flavors to it, you know.
Southern home cooking. Yeah, chicken.
Definitely. Barbecue, man.
is that what they do in Alabama? Barbecue or more so chicken?
Both. You get both. If you go to a barbecue place, you're gonna find chicken. But the best place in the world is Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama. It's the best. I go there probably 3 times a week when I'm home. It's awesome.
What's the weather like back in Alabama right now?
Right now it's cooling off a good bit. It's been humid all summer long, but it's finally starting to cool off a little bit. We're getting to experience a little California weather right now, you know.
You guys just made it in time too.
Yeah, definitely. It feels great out here.
When you guys release Callous, you guys are going to be doing, I think, maybe like 3 more weeks of this tour. Do you guys already have any other tours lined up?
We're in the mix for some new tours right now, but none are announced, or a lot of them aren't even, you know, buckled down. But yeah, everything that has come up and that are, you know, that the tours that are being talked about right now, I would definitely love to be on the tours that are being talked about. So we'll see. I guess around January is when things will be talked about, or December, January.
Will you guys be headlining any tours?
There's been talks of doing a headliner sometime next year. Okay. Not sure when. But, yeah, we want to, once the album gets out a little bit, and, you know, I think that would be appropriate to do some kind of headliner. It'll be fun. We love to take out some of our friends and, you know.
A reunion of this tour?
Yeah, same tour. Same tour, third time.
Now, you guys are signed to Facedown Records. You guys released, would you consider this your third release on Facedown?
Yes, definitely.
Because Cost was on Facedown, right?
Yeah, well, Cost was going to be released on Strike First.
Oh, okay.
And but then when Jason got back the recordings and everything, he decided to put it up on Facedown, which was very, very surprising to us. But yeah,
how much of a change was that? Like contractually, as well as like, you know, distribution wise.
A pretty big step, especially for our band, going from, you know, a local band trying to just do more tours and get our name out there. And there were a lot of, you know, bands that we really, really, really looked up to, excuse me, on Facedown. And so, yeah, when Jason gave us the news, we were super, super pumped. And, yeah, we love Jason and Virginia and all the people on Facedown. Like, they supported us nonstop, and it really is. Like, you hear people talk about that Facedown is a family. It really is. We love those people so much.
Is there a difference between if you guys were signed to Facedown as opposed to being signed to like Rise or Solid State or any other label out there?
Well, I've never been signed to any of those labels, but
from what you've heard.
Yeah, from what I've heard, we definitely have a super solid relationship with our label that I don't think a lot of people necessarily get. So yeah, they're great. They're awesome.
And Steve's here.
And Steve's here making me mess up. So hey, Steve.
We're not talking about solid state.
Yo, back off, bro. We're sick.
We're sick. Solid state what? Just kidding. Now I lost my spot. Thanks, man. No, you sound good. You know, you guys signed to a label. How much have you guys done DIY before signing to a label?
Excuse me. Well, we started doing small things like spring break tours. Like, we would leave on Friday nights, like, during school.
So you guys are a college band?
No. Actually, high school.
High school?
Yeah. Oh, wow. We actually... two of us graduated in 2010, and
you guys are young.
Yeah, we're pretty young. We're babies, but we're growing up a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, we sat down one night after we graduated, and we were just kind of like, you know, if you guys are planning on going to college, and you know, that's great. That's cool. But we definitely need to know what's going on, because you know, if we're gonna do this, let's do it. If we're not, let's throw in the towel. And we all prayed about it, and we felt like this is what God was calling us to do. And so 2010, we started touring DIY, we actually did our first tour, like big tour with it was big at the time for us, with Those Who Fear.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, back in the day, yeah. So
that was before they were signed to FaceTime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's crazy to see, like, you know, what's happened since 2010, you know,
yeah.
And now we're on the same label and stuff. It's really cool. But, yeah, we toured as much as we possibly could, like, and you know, all getting home and, trying to work jobs so we could tour again. And, it's kind of hard when you're, when all the work and, money you get when you're home, like, or all the money you get from working when you're home goes into, filling the gas tank for your next tour, yeah. You know? So it's definitely rough, but I'm very thankful to be where we're at right now.
Is it different now being on a label, especially being your third record in?
Definitely. A lot of kids, like, or not just kids, people come up and ask you, like, you know, how do we get on a label? How do we tour? And it comes down to how bad you want something in life and how hard you're willing to work and, like, fight for it, you know? And if it's something you really want, then you're going to make sacrifices and you're going to do, you know, whatever it takes. So yeah, it's a big difference once you start building your band up gradually at a time and people start supporting you more. Like, we wouldn't be anywhere without the people that support us, and they've made it to where we can tour a little more comfortably, you know?
Because I'm sure those first few tours after those albums, kind of...
So rough.
And now you guys are doing tours. I mean, this tour is with Being As an Ocean, who, super up-and-coming band. Fit for a King, super up-and-coming band. As well as Gideon and Wolves at the Gate. Every band on here is, you know, the future. Do you think the future is bright for this genre?
I think it's a lot brighter than I thought it was last year. I don't know. I'm seeing gradual changes to where you're seeing people go back to like the sound that they grew up listening to a lot, and I think that's going to make it a lot bigger. I think, which is cool, because you go to other countries and stuff, and you see how big metal and hardcore is in other countries, and you just wish, like, man, I wish it was that thriving here, you know. And it's I think it's definitely... It takes something to break down before it can rebuild again, and I think it definitely went through its little, you know, breakdown area, and I think there's a lot of new fans and people supporting this genre, you know.
It's very biblical.
Thanks, man.
You got to break down something so it could rise up bigger, right?
Oh, definitely. That has to do with a lot of the songs on our new album. Going through struggle and, you know, how you can't get stronger with anything in this life without going through some type of struggle and being torn down first. So it's funny that, you know, I wasn't trying to, like, tie that in, but, definitely, I think it's getting stronger.
Yeah. Do you think because of the addition of the digital age, it might water down the sound, or do you think that that's a welcome part of the future?
Both.
Both?
Yeah, I think, I definitely love hearing just a raw band, you know, just like, I don't know, there's really nothing like it. But at the same time, I think it, you know, the whole digital age, like you were talking about, I think it's definitely bringing in like an extra tool that people didn't really have before. And it definitely brings a big sound, you know, lets you add a little more knickknacks here and there.
How much of the digital effects have you used on Calloused?
It's funny because before this album, we never really used anything like that, like live anyways. It was all just like pedals and stuff. We actually, we messed around with, some cool percussion noises. I don't know. We went to, Will Putney at the, and he definitely experimented with, a lot of really cool noises for this album. And, yeah, it's interesting. It makes it, it picks it up a little bit. Like, it's, I think it's cool. I love this song.
Welcome to Canoga Park.
Perfect.
I remember one time when I was working with Indie Vision Music, I was interviewing Josh Scoggin and, at the Glass House. And we were sitting on, you know, have you been to Glass House? I'm sure you have. You know the faux place, the faux restaurant?
I ate at the chicken place. Is it close to there?
It might be. It's like on the corner. Like there's Glass House on one corner and the pho place is on the opposite side.
Yes.
We're down there and Joe Jonas is playing at the Fox Theater. And then, so there's like screaming girls being picked up on the microphone. And then there's this lowrider playing like reggaeton kind of music. And it's just like, I don't know how you could like have, I think that might have topped
that's
it.
California.
We're not in Compton though, so that's fine. So any high hopes for this night's show, being the fourth show on the... I know you're sick. Is it going to hinder you at all?
I'm definitely sick right now. It kind of hit me kind of quick. We stayed at a hotel room the other night, and it was just kept getting hot and cold. And but yeah, I definitely hope that doesn't hold us back tonight. And actually, our guitar player is on a mission trip right now. He had to leave last night. He's going to a mission trip in Haiti, and but he'll be back shortly, and Bobby from Fit for a King is actually filling in.
Okay, that's why you guys were in the van.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
That did seem kind of odd. I'm like, oh, it looks like he's just teaching them songs.
Yeah, they were going over the set tonight, which should be interesting. He's actually filled in for us before, so it shouldn't be too bad with the old songs, but playing new songs on this tour has definitely been awesome, but nerve-wracking at the same time, because you don't want to mess up the new songs. You want everyone to like the new songs. And
then again, no one will even realize it.
Yeah, true. You just want them to, you know, like it the first time they hear it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think tonight should be awesome. We love playing California. There's always a awesome turnout, and I think it'll be great, man. Yeah,
great turnout tonight at the Cobalt Cafe. Now, you guys, you know, you're bringing in someone. You're having a fill-in tonight. Does that usually happen? Does it happen quite often with the band?
No.
It doesn't. Does it really? Does it affect the band at all, though?
I mean, it depends on how well Bobby gets the songs down before tonight.
Well, does it hurt the pride of the member that's not able to be there?
Okay. Daniel does... Okay, when Bobby would post pictures from the last tour that he filled in for us, Daniel would send little text messages to us, like... Because Bobby would post stuff like, man, I love filling in for Gideon. This tour has been great. Like, he would post stuff like that. And Daniel would text and be like, you better tell him to back off. Like... Can you believe what he wore that night in his Instagram picture, like all this stuff? And so he definitely got a little salty, but we laugh about it all the time. We even told Bobby, and like we all laugh about it and everything. And obviously it didn't bother him too much because he asked him again to fill in. So, but it's hilarious. But it's also like flattering to us too that, you know,
someone likes playing it
makes you feel like you're the awesome girlfriend that your boyfriend doesn't want anyone to take on a date, you know, so it's cool.
That's a great way of putting it.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say towards your fans regarding Calloused, anything?
First of all, thank you guys so much for supporting us so far through Calloused Milestone. And there's definitely all the Gideon fans that are friends, whatever you want to call them. Don't think that there's not like old Gideon stuff just because of the new stuff. Like there's definitely stuff for everyone. And yeah, I think I'm looking very much forward to October 14th. It's going to be great, and I hope you all really, really enjoy this album, because we wouldn't be where we are today without you guys. And I hope we can do a little bit more for you guys. So thank you for everything.
And that's right, October 14th, Fit for a King and Gideon go head to head. Fight to the death, calloused and slaves to nothing. Have a good night, bud.
Gideon, Fit for a King, calloused verse slaves to nothing. Out October 14th, both albums. We like to have a little fun here in the Kill Rock podcast. And if we are the reason why a rivalry and a hatred is formed between the two bands, we will take that with pride. We would love to get in the middle of friendships. Now, that is a joke, obviously. We don't like to get in the middle of friendships. Awesome bands. For the show, I got to bring Brian Raxon, who used to play drums for my old band, The Parosia. And we were in awe of Gideon. And a lot of the reason why he was, mostly was because as a drummer, he really loved the way Jake drummed. He would hit the kick in some weird places that gave it like an offbeat feel, but it felt right. It, like, everything that Jake did that night felt right on the kick. And I'm impressed with the guitars in the band, as well as Dan, the lead screamer. Amazing, great screamer. But the guitars, especially if you listen to the song Callous, they do some weird time, rhythmic, little breakdown-ish chugs, I guess. It's so good. It makes that off time feel so right. And that's what I love about metal. I love metal because everything doesn't actually need to be in the pocket. It could be in the pocket and out at the same time. As long as one person's in the pocket and everyone else is kind of roaming around that, like, for some reason, it just makes it seem that more authentic and raw. And it doesn't give it a super produced pop feel. That's why I love this genre. It's a great genre, and I love what Gideon's doing. They're breaking out of that, I guess, hardcore-ish, metal-ish type feel, which I enjoyed that from the band. But from listening to Calloused as well as Survive, which features Caleb Shoma from Beartooth, they're going in a direction where I feel it's a more mature direction. It's a more mature style of music. They're putting a lot more effort into this, as you could hear from listening to songs like Calloused. Their new album comes out October 14th off Face Down Records. We're so stoked. In fact, we are setting up an album review Wednesday episode for Calloused, as well as Slaves to Nothing by Fit for a King. We're going to stack them up on the same episode. You know what that means? That means we're gonna push the competition that much further. Not only are they gonna have to go to 1 week sales, but they're gonna have to face the Kill Rock test. I don't know who I'm gonna get to enjoy the albums with me. Honestly, it's not a competition. I just like to stir the pot a little bit. And if the pot is stirred, then we'll see what happens. Maybe these bands won't tour together anymore, which actually that's kind of sad. I don't want to ever think about that. Anyway, go buy Slaves to Nothing. Go buy Calloused. Calloused is $7.99 if you pre-order it on iTunes right now. You could also buy it on Merch Now, the CD and the digital copy. And go buy a t-shirt, go support Gideon, go help them with their first week album sales. This is going to be their best album. I am so sure about it. I know it's going to be one of the better albums of this year. And later on this year, I'm going to announce it now. We are going to have an end of the year best of album episode here at the Kill Rock Podcast. We're going to get some guests, and we're going to talk about the best albums of 2014. Will Fit for a King, Slaves to Nothing, Gideon's Calloused, Wolves at the Gates 5x5, will any of these albums stack up when it comes to best of 2014? We will see here on the hashtag KRP. And with that, we're going to play our final song. This song is by Silence O Israel. God rest their souls. Rest in peace. This is Myopic off their EP, The Lord Speaks. Thank you for joining us here on the Kill Rock Podcast, the hashtag KRP, the only place you can get... I was coughing. I was getting on a roll there. The only place you could get the album review Wednesday as well as Fit for King Gideon, Wolves at the Gate, Colors is coming up, Colossus is coming up, Kid Armor is coming up. We have some amazing bands coming up. Stay tuned here on the Kill Rock Podcast. I rose to the unknown. Crawling at the walls and the plans that they constructed.
Grab me by the paper!